Hi,
I'm Matthew. I'm a PhD student at Carnegie Mellon, and I want to show you collaborative apps that communicate entirely over Matrix. So here's a collaborative app. It's a text editor like Google Docs, and you can see that when I make changes in one window, they automatically show up in the other. For the demo, these two windows are open on the same computer, but they could just as well be different users on different devices. The important part is that everyone is in the same Matrix room. Indeed, you can see Element here in the background. The app itself is a widget embedded in the room. Under the hood, when you type in the text editor, the app updates its internal data structures, but these data structures are special. They come from the Collabs library and are collaborative. In response to each change, Collabs sends a message to Element using the Matrix widget API. Element that sends that message to the room as a room event. Matrix does its thing, other users get the room event and pass it back to Collabs. Collabs then updates its data structures for this user and sends an event to the app, which displays the result. Note here that all communication happens through Matrix. The app itself is just served from a static site. So because of this, the app gets the usual benefits of Matrix. It's encrypted, it's federated and self-hostable, open source, etc. There's also advantages from the developer's perspective. The app is really easy to deploy. You just have to put some pages on a static site. This is a lot easier than a traditional cloud-based collaborative app where you have to rent a bunch of cloud servers and babysit them forever. You also don't have to worry about user accounts, auto-scaling, etc. And the app is not just open source, but truly forkable, meaning that someone else can take the source code, make a little change, and easily redeploy it. Okay, now text editing is the classic collaborative app, but you can do lots of other things with Collabs. So for our first demo, here we have a collaborative whiteboard. Next, a more fun demo, collaborative Minesweeper. Here, everyone's looking at the same board and anyone can click to reveal tiles, hopefully without hitting a mine. Finally, here's an app where you can edit a horse's genome, the buttons on the left, and it will show you what the horse might look like with those genes. So this isn't really my app. This started as a single user static web page made by an artist named Jennifer Hoffman. I then spent a weekend modifying it to store its state in Collabs so that it's now collaborative. And I chose this demo because it's the kind of thing that's probably too niche to justify a traditional cloud-based collaborative app that costs money to run. But with Collabs plus Matrix, it's possible for individuals to make an app like this and deploy it just using a static site. Okay, now I want to talk a bit about the Collabs library itself. So Collabs provides collaborative data structures, specifically CRDTs, and these have an API like normal data structures, you know, set, map, array, etc. But they also automatically propagate changes between different users and merge conflicting changes. So to see what the API looks like, here's an example of some code from the whiteboard app. Here, the board state is stored as this LWWC map data structure, which has an API like the normal JavaScript map. When the user draws, the app sets the corresponding entry in the map for that pixel to the new color. And then when any user sets a pixel, the app gets an event. And then the app can look up the new color at that pixel and draw on the board. So what sets Collabs apart from existing collaboration libraries is that it's not just a set of CRDT implementations, it's really a collections library. So one feature that you get from this is that when you use the library, you can use the same data model that you would use in a single user app, including classes and TypeScript types. You don't have to put everything in some unstructured, untyped key value store. Second, Collabs is flexible and extensible. You can add your own collaborative data structures. You're not limited to just the CRDT algorithms that we haven't implemented. And in particular, you can make new data structures using composition techniques. You can define classes, put them in collections, etc. So that's it for today's demos. The NPM package and the live demos are linked in the talk description. I should give credit to my advisor, Heather Miller, and also all the students who have worked with us on this project so far. With that, thanks for watching.